You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
So over level 4, level 3, level 2, people have been using parks and going for walks, going for bike rides, and for parks like Cornwall Park, which are huge, to be frankly honest, they have their own roads and stuff going through them, and over level 4, they had to close them. And recently, with level 3 and level 2, they've decided to keep the roads closed because there's just been such positive feedback. So I talked to the park director of Cornwall Park about this. Like many parks across the country during level 4, Cornwall Park saw many people still use the reserve as a place to go and have a walk. Due to government regulations, car parks had to be closed, which had a huge positive response from the public. Due to the positive response, Cornwall Park and Mangekeke have remained largely car-free throughout level 3 and level 2, which has allowed for better social distancing. Here is Michael Arton, Cornwall Park's director, with more on how having no cars has impacted the park.
Well, it's been very positive in terms of the public's response. We obviously closed the park during level 4 to all vehicle access, and the response from the public over the period was quite amazing. Cyclists, young children with their parents, joggers, walkers, people just enjoying the ambience of the park without the vehicles.
Now, while there has been a huge benefit for those visiting the park, the streets surrounding the park have seen an increase in the number of people using roadside parking. However, there is now car parking available at the ASB showgrounds. While there is limited car access, not everyone is shut off, with the elderly, those with young children, and those with disabilities still able to use car parking and the roads within the park. When it comes to the number of people using the park now, Michael says while it is hard to track, they've seen an increase in foot traffic.
We monitor our vehicle entrances with traffic counters, and obviously there's been a significant reduction in vehicles, but it's difficult to determine. Certainly a lot more foot traffic and a lot more local people using the park, which is great.
With an increase in foot traffic at Cornwall Park, Michael expands on the role parks have played in people's lives so far.
I think the parks provided a great deal of relief for people just to be able to get out of their homes and get out and exercise and enjoy the ambience of the park. The weather's been very kind over the autumn period. It's been like an endless summer.
With this response, Michael hopes to see these changes become the norm, with access to the cafe and bistro still available, as well as car access for those who require it.
The long-term plan is to reduce vehicles in the park, but we will always retain some access for our cafe and bistro, as I mentioned earlier, for the elderly and disabled.
When it comes to the idea of these car restrictions being applied to more mountains across Auckland, Michael says while it has worked for them, it might not work for everyone.
It's working for us. I take my hat off to the Maunga Authority for the leadership it showed in closing Maunga Kiakia to vehicles some 18 months ago. But as I said, what's necessarily working here may not necessarily work in other areas. Globally, Central Park don't have vehicles. The UK parks obviously don't have vehicles anymore. They've turned their roads into footpaths, and it certainly works very well in those heavily, densely populated cities.
With the country now on level 2, continue to make sure you're social distancing when using areas such as parks and sidewalks, but do make sure to get outside and keep healthy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.